Lord, thank you for being in this place here today, Lord. And we thank you for your presence, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we can come to you, Lord, and find shelter in you, oh God. We ask this morning, Lord, that you speak to our hearts, Lord. We ask this morning, Lord, that your word penetrates our hearts, Lord. Our minds, our bodies, our souls. And we just ask at this time, Lord, that you just continue to be with this time of worship as we do look at your word today, Lord. And that just as you spoke to me this morning, you speak to the hearts and lives of every person here. Speak to us, oh God. Be with us, oh God. We love you. We praise you for everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, good morning again, and it is good to be here today. And if you have your Bibles and you would like to turn, we're going to be in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 13. If you're with us on Wednesday mornings, we've been in Hebrews, so it shouldn't be hard to find it. But it is towards the end of the New Testament, Hebrews chapter 13. I was thinking this morning as I prepared, kind of last-minute preparation, but as I prepared, I started thinking about remembrance. I started thinking about remembering things. And how many of you here have a good memory? I'm gonna put my hand down real quick. I do not. I have a bad memory. I think about it. I don't get to go to the grocery store often because Rachel will send me for one thing, maybe two things, and I'll get back, I will spend $200 or $300, and I'll always forget those one or two things. And she'll be like, she's like, you bought all this stuff, and all I wanted was some milk and eggs, and you didn't even get the milk and eggs. So then I'll be like, well, I can go back and get it. She's like, no, you're staying here, I'm going to go myself. But I don't have a good memory. When it comes to work, it's probably at least, I don't know, it's probably close to 100 yards from where I work to where the office is. And we've got, we have a printer up there, and we need paper for that printer. Well, we run out, and I know we're down to one more ream of paper. That's all we have left is that one. And I'm like, I need to get paper because we're about to be out. And I'll go to the office probably 20, if not 30 times before I remember it. Usually I have to send somebody else to get it because I'm like, if I go up there, I'm going to forget before I get back. And I just cannot remember things.
Another part of my job is when we trace a shipment, we go off of a pro number. It's an 8-digit number with a check digit at the end. Well, I've always been really good at remembering, or gotten really good at remembering those numbers. Sometimes I can remember a couple of them. Well, I had COVID a couple of months back, and I didn't really realize this was one of the after effects, but it kind of clouds your memory a little bit. And I remember I'd look down, I've got photographic memory, so I could look at something, and I see that number, and I remember it, then I go to type it in, and they started noticing at work, I shut my eyes, and that's because I can visualize it if I shut my eyes, and I'll type it in. Well, I'd go back, I got to noticing after COVID, I'd go back and look, and I'd start to type, and I'd have to look again, and I just kept going back and forth. Well, one of the guys noticed it. He's out of our North Atlanta terminal. He said, you're having a hard time remembering, aren't you? And I said, I am. I said, I don't know what's going on. He said, I'm glad you said something, because he said, I had COVID. I think he had it 3 weeks before I did. And he said, ever since, he said, I just can't. He said, I can remember some stuff, but there's some stuff I just can't remember. He said, it just has clouded my memory. But it's important that we remember. Some stuff don't matter, but some stuff does matter. I hear my echo back there somewhere. I'm up here. I'm not back there, too. But anyway, I lost my track of thought now. See what I'm telling you about memory. But there's some stuff we do need to remember. And we need reminders. And that's something great that Jesus did for us. He gave us a way to remember his promises to us. He gave his disciples a way to remember his promises that he gave them. And we talk about that when we look at the Lord's Supper. Whenever we do the Lord's Supper, we're remembering that sacrifice Jesus gave for us. We're remembering the body, the bread. We're remembering the blood that was shed for us. that covenant that Christ, that God made for us. And Jesus used the most simple of things. He could have used anything for those disciples to remember, but he used daily bread and a cup. The most simplest of things. I know for me, when I want to remember something, I pull out my cell phone, I type it in, and I put a reminder, and I'll even put a time for it to remind me, because if I don't do that, I'm going to forget. I'll write stuff down, but I'll forget to go look where I wrote it down at. So that's one good thing about cell phones. You can actually have it remind you at a certain time, and you get that alarm, that annoying alarm that tells you. But Jesus gave us the most simple things. And every time we sit down and we break bread, every time we sit down and we eat, every time we pick up that cup, we can remember what Christ did for us. Now, we in the Baptist church, we don't necessarily do like some churches where you do the Lord's Supper every week. And it's not, you don't necessarily have to do it every week, but when you do remember it, or when you do partake in it, it's important that you do remember. And you don't have to just remember then. Every time you sit down with your family to have a meal, and as you take that bread, as you take that cup, you can remember the sacrifice Jesus gave for us. And it's so important that we remembered what was accomplished on the cross. Anytime I've had a Lord's Supper service, I always remind everybody, it's not just about what Jesus did on the cross. I think about the whole life of Christ. Him leaving heaven's glory, coming down to this earth, living in the filth of this earth. And while he walked through the filth and while there was sin all around him, he never sinned. He lived a perfect life. And he had to. He had to be that perfect sacrifice. And he became that perfect lamb sacrifice on the cross. And it's by the blood that was shed on that cross that we are offered salvation. Then he conquered death as he rose from that tomb on that third day. And we remember that as we partake in the Lord's Supper. We remember what he did. We remember all the things that were accomplished. Well, today we're going to go beyond that, beyond the cross, beyond what Christ did, beyond remembering what he did. And the focus I want today is, after you become a Christian, after you are saved, what do we do then? What do we do then? We suffer with Christ, and we share the sufferings of Christ with the world. But if you will, read with me this morning, Hebrews chapter 13, starting with verse 12. Again, Hebrews chapter 13. If you find James, it's right before the 13th chapter is directly before James. There are 13 chapters in Hebrews. But Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12 says, "Therefore Jesus also suffered outside the gate, so that he might sanctify the people by his own blood. Let us then go to him outside the camp, bearing his disgrace. For we do not have an enduring city here. Instead, we seek one to come. Therefore, through him, let us continually offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, that is the fruit of our lips that confess his name. Don't neglect to do what is good and to share, for God is pleased with such sacrifices." Again, I've mentioned this several times to our senior adults on Wednesdays. The book of Hebrews is one I avoided a lot whenever I was younger. We did a lot of study in the New Testament when we were kids and getting into the youth, and we didn't study the Old Testament much. So I avoided Hebrews because I just flat out didn't understand it. I didn't get a lot of it. And something I've taught them, especially looking at Hebrews chapter 11 that we've been studying, whenever you look at that, you can't help but study the Old Testament along with it. When you learn about each one of these names that you look at, as you look at Abel, and then you look at Enoch, and you can go on and on through the patriarchs and all the people we've studied, you've got to study it. It coincides with the Old Testament so much. So I avoided it. So then I avoided it so much, I got interested in it, and so I started making it a point to study it, and to learn it, and to find out, okay, what do these verses mean? How do these verses apply to us today, looking at both the Old and New Testament? But again, we look at this text, and we see that Christ had to suffer. He had to suffer, and it was up to him to suffer, and no one else's sufferings, no one else's death could bring us eternal life. Only a perfect sacrifice, only that blameless sacrifice, which was Jesus Christ, was good enough. Jesus Christ had to leave heaven's glory, had to come down, had to live the perfect life, had to go to the cross, had to suffer, had to die for you and me. And he did all this for us. He did it for you. He did it for me. For there's no way I could earn eternal life on my own. It is only through Christ that I can be saved. And he chose to suffer and he chose to die for us. We got to remember that suffering, and we also have to remember there's no other way. There's absolutely no other way. When sin entered into the world, death also entered into the world. It says, for the wages of sin is death. In other words, one who sins deserves what? Death. They deserve that eternal damnation. They deserve eternity in hell. We also know from God's word that everyone has sinned. Every single person under this roof and around the world has and will sin. For Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You also read in Romans 3:10, it says, there are none righteous, no, not one. So what that tells me, it's not most have not sinned, most have sinned, it's all have sinned. Everybody has sinned, and everybody deserves that eternity in hell.